An ambitious expedition to study ocean trash launched from Seward on Friday. The Gyre Project is a collaboration between the Anchorage Museum and the Alaska Sea Life Center, among other organizations, to document the impact of marine debris along Alaska's shoreline and across the globe. APRN's Sarah Bernard reports.
Alaskans have been thinking about marine debris lately, thanks to all the trash that's washing up on the state's coastline after the 2011 tsunami in Japan. This week, Julie Decker with the Anchorage Museum will get a first-hand look at that trash. It's not the kind of thing she usually does for her job as the museum's chief curator.
I think this has been fascinating. I think it's been an education for me, for the artists, for the scientists, to talk to the artists.
The project began this week when a team of 16 marine biologists, educators, and artists boarded a research vessel to collect data and materials along the Kenai Peninsula. The idea for the project came from Howard Farron, director of conservation at the Alaska Sea Life Center. He says trash, and especially plastic, has been a huge issue in our oceans for years now.
It's a very recent phenomenon, and yet we already have, some projections are maybe 100 million tons of plastics in the oceans. There's no easy way to define that. But what we can tell you is that there are impacts, significant and growing.
That's why Farron approached the Anchorage Museum about 3.5 years ago to propose a collaboration that would link science with art. Although the project now involves dozens of people and as many moving parts, the museum's Julie Decker says the integration of all the elements will be pretty seamless.
We're organizing it as an art exhibition, but I don't think you can separate art and science in this case. The artists serve as researchers into the issue. They're passionate investigators of how this affects our planet, and most of the artists came to their work because they live along the ocean, see it, lived it, started to collect it, and it made its way into their artwork.
Decker says the exhibit will feature a wide range of artwork, both from artists on the expedition this week and from others around the world.
There's a woman who collects beach trash in California and then repackages them as souvenirs. Artists from Finland collecting trash on their beaches and creating false aquariums. Somebody creating snow globes with beach trash along the Yukon River.
The exhibit will also include the scientific results of this week's expedition, as well as a series of videos by National Geographic filmmakers. When it all comes together, Decker says, what she really hopes the project will spark is discussion.
We're not advocates for a point of view. What we're interested in is talking about our oceans, talking about plastic, talking about human consumption and human action. And I think it's a fascinating story and one that really can impact everyone. And I think everybody can understand how it's tangible to us.
Decker herself is joining the expedition for one day this week to participate in a beach cleanup at Halo Bay in Katmai National Park. The exhibit will run at the Anchorage Museum from February through August 2014. After that, it'll be repackaged by the Smithsonian Institution to tour the lower 48. In Anchorage, I'm Sarah Bernard.